Now, back to Open House with Team Reba.
Welcome back to Open House with Team Reba. I'm Eric Osnes from Home Street Bank.
And I'm Reba Haas from Team Reba.
And we're here every Saturday from 2 to 3 o'clock on AM 1590, The Answer, bringing you information on real estate and finance.
And answers.
That's right.
We're all about this station. We're all about answers.
That's right.
You can reach out and ask us questions. We'll give you answers.
That's right. And if you'd like answers from us personally, you can always reach us too. If you got finance-related question, you can catch me anytime at eric@ericismybanker.com.
Yeah, that's almost true, almost every time, because I get you on the weekends.
Yeah, like 6 o'clock Friday nights where you want,
hey, your favorite's when I do it at 9. Come on, be real.
I love it. I'm secretly smiling. You know
I love having a personal life.
You know it. Yeah, that's right. That's right.
And you can reach me at info@teamreba.com, because you'll get both myself and my team, so someone can quickly respond to you and get it to the right person.
There you go. That's good. And no, we're always happy to help, because lots of situations, actually every situation is a story problem.
Yes.
And it's always something that has a catch, a hitch, something that's funky.
You're using all kinds of interesting analogous words that I'm...
That's right.
Imagery is like running through my head.
I know. Well,
I'm trying to even tie it into our guest who's with us today, because you're like talking about all these different things. I'm like, yes, it's story problems. And yes... And RenCon is all about the stories of the comics.
Yeah.
And
right. Just to visualize us dressed up, you know, like.
I'm Comic-Con. Getting a Wonder Woman outfit. I'm just saying
right
now.
Wow. That's
one way or another. I'm getting one.
You're going to wear that on the radio?
I might.
Yeah, do it.
Maybe I'll do it for Halloween.
Yeah,
we'll do a Halloween show, and we'll actually dress up and put it on video.
Facebook Live, we'll do a radio
show.
We
totally could do that.
Here.
Whoever our guest is going to be, we should surprise them and just bring them a costume and make them wear it.
Yeah. Oh, I like that.
I kind of love that idea.
I like that.
Yeah, I really like that idea.
While we're on the air.
Yes.
And cause them, you know, a massive amount of embarrassment. That'd be good.
Yeah.
I like
it. I'm down with that.
Okay. Let's do it.
Okay. Note made.
Good. Yes.
Okay. So anyway.
Yeah. Speaking of comic characters.
Yes. Well, and characters in general.
Right.
We can introduce Brian Morris, founder of RenCon. Welcome, Brian.
Hi, guys. Hi, Eric. Reba, how are you guys doing today?
We're great. Thank you for being here again. I know you've been on our show before for other topics, but I was excited about getting you guys on. In fact, I can't believe we didn't get you on even sooner than this, because I know there's a huge buildup for RenCon.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Yeah. So for our listeners who don't know, RenCon, it's going into its third year, right?
Yes, third year.
Yeah, it started out kind of this brainchild of several folks in the Renton area, including yourself, that has morphed into what sounds like is going to become quite a regional event.
Well, we certainly hope so.
Yeah. Well, last year you guys did some pretty amazing things that I hear they're coming back, and I want to make sure we're going to get to it today. But why don't you explain to people what RenCon is and when it's happening?
Well, I'll tell you right off the bat, when it's happening is this year, September 15th and 16th. It goes all day for Saturday and Sunday. If you get in on the VIP ticket purchase, we also have a large VIP party on Friday night.
Oh, good. You're doing the same thing like last year. Yeah. Awesome.
Bigger and better.
I sent customers of mine to that last year.
Yeah,
it's going to
be a blast. So we take over virtual sports down in Kent, the entire complex. So the VIP party, you get a interact with all the guests that we have there, plus you get there's food and beverages that you can purchase, laser tag, Nerf guns, VR experiences, just a whole ton of really, really cool.
Virtual reality for anyone who doesn't already know what VR is. Just in case.
Right,
just in case.
So that's the VIP party. But the rest of the weekend is, if you're not familiar, and Seattle is in just has a whole plethora of different type of conventions like this. The biggest one that a lot of people know is Emerald City Comic Con, which happens at the beginning of March every year. Think of that, but in a very smaller, more intimate, family-friendly environment.
Right.
We still have all the same elements. We've got the vendors and the artists. We have special guests coming in. We've got cosplay galore. We have contests. A lot of really cool things, and it's very family-centric. Families can bring their kids. There's something there for every single person who'd want to.
So again, for listeners who may not be as familiar with these types of things, what is cosplay? Because I know a lot of people are always like, I'm not quite sure I get it. Is it weird? Is it dirty?
Is it sexual?
Is it dress-up? What is it? Yeah. I don't know what it is.
So everybody has their favorite character. It might be in a book, a movie, a video.
Mm-hmm.
And
like the little kids running around their Batman and Spider-Man outfits.
And it doesn't even have to be little kids. Adults love Superman or Spider-Man or Batman or whoever the character
is. Just think of all the like Marvel comic films and shows that are out there right now.
Exactly. And then there's this group of people within the community, and it's an amazing community, and we call it cosplay or costuming. And you will design, build, purchase a costume that you can wear that transforms you into your favorite character, and you get to become that character for the hour, the day, the week, however long you want to wear it.
Right. Yeah. If you start showing up at work, they may have a conversation.
Might be.
But I mean, these are not just your garden variety costumes.
No, this isn't the stuff you pick up at.
Because for most cosplayers, you go, oh yeah, Halloween's coming up. And for most cosplayers, Halloween's a holiday because we're like, oh good, I don't have to do anything for Halloween.
Yeah.
Because these are like movie quality usually. I've seen
this stuff. You actually create some of these things. And I've seen what you've put together, and it's amazing.
But
it's like art.
It doesn't have to be. Cosplay is everything from somebody who wants to use cardboard and duct tape all the way up to movie quality. It's really a celebration of the stories, the character, the excitement, the adventure that you want to be involved with.
Right.
And it's a celebration of creativity, being able to build and create. Or sometimes you just want to go out and purchase. I've actually done that myself.
Yeah.
I've actually like, I don't want to spend the time buying it. I'm just going to go buy that costume. Most of them I build myself. But it's just a celebration of the storytelling that surrounds us, whether it's in a book or a movie or a video or a video game. It's being just completely immersed and involved with it and enjoying it and celebrating it with the people around you. And that's really part of it also, is I'll dress up as a character and I'll come to a convention and there'll be people who just go nuts over it, like, oh, you're my favorite character. They're not dressed up, but they love interacting and seeing the character.
Well, it's so infused in the American culture right now.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, there's so many films, so many television shows. You know, you see things in stores that, you know, are tied to all of these things. I mean, it's a huge money-making venture for the organizations that are putting this stuff out. And it's not just about it, but it is, people get into it because we live such stressed out lives that this moment where you can kind of release yourself into this fantasy.
Yep.
I mean, it's like people who love to travel or love to go to the ocean. It's another way of finding release from like the average day.
Well, and that's the operative word you said, moment. I think, you know, when you're in that sort of type of environment, you can really just sort of live in the moment. Forget about everything else.
Exactly.
Just have fun and
stop worrying about your mortgage process, your house sale.
step out of your brain for a few hours and just kind of have some fun.
Exactly.
And that's part of RenCon. It's not everything. That is a big part of it. We love that part of it because the cosplay community here in Seattle is so large.
Right.
And it's a wonderful community to be a part of, but RenCon is also bigger than that.
So tell us more of those things, because I've got to say, one of the things that's very unique that you guys did last year, and I don't think it got nearly enough recognition, you tied companies and organizations like NASA and Blue Origin. And tell us what's going on with that.
One of the really cool things about RenCon or Renton City Comic Con is that we are breaking the barriers in so many different ways from normal cons. One of the things that I wanted to do when we first started this was you normally have like these panels. And a panel is where you go and you listen to people and they talk about. So you might have an artist who comes in, or like a movie star.
Right.
You might have a cosplayer come and talk about how they built their costume. Well, our third track is all about real science. So we bring in scientists from NASA, Blue Origin, Boeing, Microsoft, local virtual reality and artificial intelligence experts who talk about real life science and how it interacts with the science fiction that we see in the movies.
I love that because I've been so into these things. I've been telling people for probably a year that some of my favorite books right now are Bold and Abundance and Humans Are Underrated. And the first two books were written by Peter Diamandis, who is just a tremendous mind and is a mentor for people like Elon Musk, right? I mean, just like crazy smart stuff. And I got a chance to see him speak in May. and to be bringing in these companies and to say, here's the space age today, you know, and what's coming. Like, I find that really thrilling.
Absolutely.
And from last year's interactions, my understanding is that some of those organizations are now actually engaged with some of the schools in Renton.
Yeah. So like one of the top schools in the Seattle area and in Renton, Seattle Prep, they're one of the key sites for Microsoft. And it's amazing what they're doing with virtual reality.
Yeah.
And
I've seen.
Reality.
It's incredible.
And they're going to be doing some workshops with us. So yeah, there's this interaction between the community, the businesses, and the people who come to RenCon being able to see, wow, this is really what's happening in outer space as opposed to like the Buck Rogers view.
Right.
You know, that we actually get to see reality of it. And that's it's just amazing because it blows people away. Like, well, these really are robots. Oh, this really is what we're doing on Mars. Oh, this is so cool.
Yes.
It's a space liftoff.
There is some fascinating, and even in the medical profession. So at Renton Technical College, where, you know, I'm on the foundation board, we did our last year's breakfast, not this one, but the year before, we had it focused on medical technology and the medical profession and how VR is being used to actually look at the body and how people are going to medical school, how they can image your body and the organs and then kind of pull that apart and look at it and use that for diagnosis and for, you know, work on the body. I mean, it's amazing what's going on. And so I love that you're integrating some of these really fascinating aspects into to this Comic-Con. It's just, it's so unique and so just original.
How is that being integrated then? There's going to be seminars or things like that that go along with it?
We have panels that you can actually go and you can listen to these guys. And because RenCon is a smaller one, you can actually talk to these people. Where some of the cons are so big, it's like you see them up on stage and they disappear and you never see it.
Right.
At RenCon, you actually get to meet them and talk with them and ask them questions.
That's awesome.
Throughout the entire con.
Oh. Well, what is the expected number of people coming to the con this year?
So last year we had somewhere right between 2,000 to 3,000 people show up. And
that's
this
still
year,
significant.
Yeah,
okay.
This year we're expecting somewhere hopefully between 4,000 to 5,000.
Okay.
We're actually one of the fastest growing cons in the Northwest.
Okay. Well, fantastic. Well, we're going to get back to more of RenCon and Brian Morris, the founder, talking about it when we get back after this break at Open House with Team Reba.
Open House with Team Reba on AM 1590. The Answer.